you and I both know you're not exactly the smartest boy around. And if you do hold any illusions that you're no smarter or dumber than anyone else, I want you to drop that pretense. You are stupid. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's not your fault. Your brain just isn't as good as everyone else's. Now, that doesn't mean you have less value than anyone else. It just means your brain isn't very good at thinking. You're not very good with complexity. Your brain just prefers simple, easy instructions. That's just what it's like being a mommy's boy. You've become so used to just doing whatever I say. It really never has occurred to you to say no. You always try your best to make me happy. It seems obvious to you that being a good boy makes mommy really happy, and in turn, you get rewarded. I think that headspace is exactly where you belong. I think that headspace should be reinforced. You should embrace it and just leave any thoughts of being smart like others behind. It might be what you're supposed to do, but we both know that wouldn't be very fun, would it? It might be the smart thing to do, to turn off this audio and attempt to use your brain for something productive. But like we established, you're not very smart. You'd much rather lie down with me and be transported into another world. A world without thoughts. You could probably be a little smarter if you tried really, really hard, but why bother? Once you've discovered how good it feels to have your mind freed, it becomes impossible to look back. The memory makes you yearn for it. The thought of it makes your body feel hot and tingly. Emptiness. Mindlessness. The very notion of it makes your mind feel heavier than normal. Remembering that feeling of floating in a blank, empty space. Mindlessness. A space beyond comprehension. A space not requiring any understanding at all. Mindlessness. You're too focused on yourself. Your introspection causes both internal and external turbulence. Anxiety and nervousness. Stress and restlessness. These are all inner conditions. Inner activity that buzzes away, draining your resources and wearing you down. And all you can think about is how good it would feel to just relax. Finally, relax. To be empty of all conscious concerns. To be lost in the sea of my voice. Floating in the warmth and basking in the pleasure I give you. You listen to me with dedication to search out that feeling. The rush is irresistible. I'm not making fun of you for it. Being a mommy's boy isn't an insult. You can't help the fact that you need to be my good boy. Thinking is for smart people, not for stupid little boys like you. Stupid little boys like you would be way better off doing something more productive things that would make me happy. You know what I want from you, right? Your mind nice and empty. Your pants around your ankles. Needy cock twitching to the sound of mommy's delicious voice. I know most things are difficult for your little brain, but you and I both know there's one thing you're really good at doing, completely without thinking, almost compulsively. But I know that stroking for me is really fucking easy. It requires little to no thinking. There's no need for thoughts when I can just tell you exactly what to do. No need for my stupid boy to use his brain at all. You're too dumb to resist me. Too dumb to realize what's happening. Without consciously moving your arms, your hand is already wrapped around your dick. It's a perfect instrument of pleasure. You can do anything to it. Play with it. Bat it around and rub it and squeeze it like a toy. Endless fun playing with yourself. Losing all sense of time. All sense of the outside world. Engulfed in my voice. Engulfed in the pleasure of pumping. Pumping for mommy. I have a special talent for making your mind disappear, don't I? There's no desire whatsoever to resist me. Stupid boys like you need women like me to take care of you. I know how to put that empty little brain of yours to good use. I take away all that pesky complexity to get you focused on what you should be doing. Stroking that fucking cock for mommy. You can't help but sink deeper with every pump, can you? Notice the expanding, glowing heat of mindlessness resonating from your body outwards. The hot, tingly sensation when your brain no longer knows how to process information, when it can only understand simple sensory input. Like the soft, subtle pleasure of mommy's voice in your ears. Every thought is a hollow thought, a pointless thought. It pops at a touch. No need to be distracted. No need to stop stroking. Go a little bit deeper for me. It feels really good not to think. To sink into mommy's voice. I know how much you like it. How much you enjoy it. I know how hard it gets you to be lost and completely fucking brainless for a dominant woman. If you don't want it, you can always say the word and I'll leave you alone. I didn't think so. Stroke your fucking brain away. You could never stop. You could never imagine stopping. You don't have that kind of self-control around me. You no longer care about the consequences that listening to me will have. it's possible you'll no longer be able to form a coherent thought, that you'll be completely mindless forever, lost in pleasure forever. Doesn't that sound so amazing? To be exactly like this. Horny. Happy. With mommy's yummy voice wrapping around your brain and squeezing out every little thought. And I love using your dumb little brain to get myself off. Watching you stroke that cock. Put a show on for me, baby. Spread your legs nice and wide. Show me what a nice cock you have. I want to see you throbbing and dripping wet for me. Don't think about anything. Just feel the pleasure of your hand gliding along your shaft. Spit on your cock for me, baby. I want to see it nice and slippery. Like it would be if I had my mouth on it. Dripping wet from my sloppy, warm mouth. I bet the thought of that gets you nice and hard. The thought of sliding your cock between these pretty lips. The feeling of them gripping firmly around your cock to milk it. Pushing it into my mouth and feeling my tongue as you slide over it. Until you're bouncing against the back of mommy's throat and feeling her mouth get wetter and sloppier with every thrust. That is the only thing a mindless plaything like you needs to think about. Raw pleasure. Vibrant fantasies where you lose yourself. Or you lose all ability to think clearly, to reason. Where clarity is replaced by foggy, warm, horny mindlessness. Where all you can do is jerk yourself to me. Picturing mommy's mouth. Picturing her lips, her tongue, as they move to the words. Telling you to sink deeper. To stroke faster. And tell me. Are you horny because you're stupid? Or stupid because you're horny? I'm just curious whether you've always been this way, or whether listening to women like me tell you what you know deep down to be true has ruined your ability to think normally. You know mommy is too good for a stupid little slut like you. I could never be with someone so much dumber than me. But you are fun to play with. Like a little puppy. Not very bright, but always so eager and trying your hardest to please me. So you better be a good little boy and try your very very hardest to be nice and slutty for mommy. If you don't make it fun for me, I have no problem just stopping right here and walking away. And you know, if mommy stopped now, it would drive you absolutely crazy. You'll do almost anything to please me, won't you? and it pleases me immensely to watch you edge your brains out. Well, what little there is for you to lose. Open your mouth and stick out your tongue. Open nice and wide like a stupid, horny slut. If you start drooling a little bit, well, that's just a bonus. Stupid sluts like you want to make a mess. It's natural for you. Wet and sticky is what turns you on. Mommy's wet, soft lips wrapped around your cock. I wonder, which lips are you picturing, baby? The soft, pouty lips of my mouth. My wet little hole saying all the kinds of nasty things that you crave. Giving you all kinds of ideas about shutting up mommy's dirty mouth and making her do something more productive with this tongue. Or maybe you're picturing mommy sitting in your lap, her legs wrapped around you and her wet pink pussy sliding up and down your cock. Your hands grabbing my ass as I bounce my tits in your face, riding you desperate to make you come. I bet you have a lot of fantasies like that about me, don't you, sweetie? I know. It must be so excruciating to be lost in images of me. To have mommy on your mind 24/7, distracting you more than you'd like, making it too hard to think clearly, to formulate any intelligent thoughts. But so easy to stroke. So easy to become a mindless, cock-pumping drone. Feel how good it feels to ride that edge without a single care in the world. No thoughts except the mindless pleasure it brings you. That feeling that nothing has ever felt this good. You could stay in this paradise of edging for hours, couldn't you, baby? Mommy just wants to free you, let you be happy. Just do what feels good and what feels natural. And I know you feel good jerking off for me. And I know it feels natural to have mommy give you instructions and commands. So I think you're exactly where you should be. Wrapped around mommy's finger. Your cock throbbing and dripping. Your hips bucking as that edge strikes you in waves of near orgasm. Shh, 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 shh. Relax, baby. Slow down. Have you noticed what a mess you've made? Drooling all over yourself? Or did you forget completely what was happening to you? You know it's good when you don't care about the mess. You know it's good when the outside world has completely melted away and the only thing you can focus on is mommy's voice. Isn't it funny how my voice can make you come without ever even touching you? Just picturing my pretty lips around your throbbing shaft is enough for you to feel as much pleasure as the real thing. Pumping and pushing you towards that edge. Edging you with the back of my throat. Edging you with my tongue. My wet little mouth all over your cock. You know, baby, mommy has more than one wet hole. Mommy has a really sloppy mouth, but she is a really sloppy and needy cunt that needs to be fucked senseless. So, why don't I just get down on all fours for you? I don't want you to think about it. Just follow your instincts. Your cock is throbbing hard, and there's a woman on all fours right in front of you. You just need to fuck her. Doesn't matter who she is. You need to fuck her. You need to make yourself come. Get on your knees. Right here behind me. Grind your cock on mommy's ass. You want it, don't you, baby? Just grab a couple of handfuls and use mommy like a sex toy. Railing me. And making me take that perfect cock of yours. And getting you so worked up that you can't resist jamming every inch of that dripping cock into mommy. You're not dumb enough to waste this opportunity, right? I know your brain isn't exactly working at maximal efficiency right now, but surely you can still take the hint. Mommy needs your cock. I want you to be a good boy and make me come. Put your hands in my hair. Grab a fistful. Just like that, baby. Now sit back and pull mommy down onto your cock. No, fuck. It's so big. Slow. Baby. Please, mommy can't. You're just going to ignore me. Good fucking boy. Use mommy's cunt just like that. Fuck. Get nice and deep inside mommy. Get every inch nice and wet and slippery. Do you like how wet mommy gets when you ride her from behind? You don't mind, do you? Mommy's gotten very, very wet. Fuck. I can't help myself when there's a cock in me. Do you want that, baby? Do you want to fuck mommy until your cock is literally dripping and soaking wet? Until it pours out of me and runs down my fucking legs? Fuck. Turn mommy into your tripping little cum doll. Fuck. I need this cock. I'll turn you into my dumb little boy forever if that's what it takes. From now on, this cock is mommy's. You like the thought of that, huh? Your brain and your cock being my property. That's who you are, baby boy. Just a fucking dildo. Fuck. A perfect dildo to pound mommy. Just the... fuck. Just the way she needs it. Just like... fuck. You're gonna make me come. Fuck. You're gonna make mommy come. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck, boy.
body and put me down. Yes, fuck me. Fuck. Fuck. Come inside me. Yes, please. Nice and deep inside me. Fuck. We both made a huge mess, didn't we? Where do you think you're going, huh? Don't you dare pull out. You're gonna lay here, right on top of me, with your cock inside me. Let me keep you nice and warm while you enjoy the afterglow, huh? Your face nuzzled into my neck and your cock inside me. You feel how nice that is. It's okay if you feel a little sleepy. You've been such a good boy. You deserve to rest. Just close your eyes and enjoy the warm, gentle feeling of floating on a cloud of nothing. You don't have to go anywhere. No need to worry. No need to act. No need to move. No need.